Wolfman Mac. Wolfman Mac's Nightmare Cinema. We're hanging out at the Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan with the good folks from Ghostly Talk. Ooh, this place is creepy, man, but nowhere near as creepy as Wolfman Mac's Nightmare Cinema. It's a haunted drive-in, babies, and you know what we do there? We host classic B-horror and sci-fi movies, just like the ones you grew up with when you was a kid. And it's at Wolfman Mac's Nightmare Cinema right now, hosting on public access TV all over Metro Detroit. But guess what, kiddies? It's coming to you, and all you gotta do is have a computer. Just go to Wolfman Max Nightmare Cinema. It's nightmarecinema.com. We'll be broadcasting the show real soon, right from the website. Stay tuned. It's Wolfman Mac, Nightmare Cinema. Bye!
When you flashed, I saw what looked like a figure standing in the hall.
Okay, this is Screen Team. We're ready for EVP sweep.
That is weird. These cameras don't do this.
Water supposedly will come off and on in various rooms.
It's an EMF meter. Started smoking haywire.
You're listening to the number one source for paranormal evidence brought to you firsthand by real investigators in the field. No hoaxes, no disinformation. You're listening to The Ghost Project.
I found myself face to face with someone or something that was attempting to play with my psyche as well as my physical being.
How sure are you of that?
I'm 100% sure of that.
Hey, that's me. fall with the SIPS Paranormal Podcast. Check us out twice a month where we will be discussing our most recent paranormal investigations here in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
You can find us at www.sepsparanormal.podshow.com or go to our website, sepsparanormal.org.
Or you can subscribe to iTunes. Just type in SEPS Paranormal in the search field. Come by and check us out.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
I have to say it's been fun in the chat room tonight, too. I've been with Bonnie. Bonnie's away. She has family obligations.
Yeah.
And we're giving Bonnie all the time she needs to do her thing. It's very important to us that she does that.
Exactly.
So I've been doing, I've been in here in the chat room all night. I've been having fun with you guys. Thanks a lot for hanging out there with us. Been a lot of fun watching people kind of go back and forth. But Doug,
and that's true. First of all, while we're on the air, you can go to ghostlytalk.com and there's that chat link over on the left.
Yeah, just go to that thing and just do something and sacrifice a goat and you'll be in there. You'll be good to go.
That's all it takes. Len Adams is the Vice President, Chief of Operations and Investigation Coordinator for the American Ghost Society and lead guide for Troy Taylor's Alton Hauntings Tours in southwestern Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
He's been actively investigating ghosts for many years and currently handles the AGS investigations for most of downstate Illinois. His first book, So There I Was, co-written with Troy Taylor, was released in spring of 2006. He is at work on his next book, Phantoms in the Looking Glass.
Welcome to the show, Len. Your website is IllinoisHauntings.com.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us. Also, we have on the line here, Luke Delborski is an American Ghost Society area rep for southwestern Illinois. Along with his fellow guide, Len Adams, Luke has been investigating hauntings in the southern Illinois and St. Louis area for many years. In 2005, he became a guide for the Alton Hauntings Tours, bringing his experience with Alton history and the supernatural to hundreds of tour attendees each season. Luke is the author of the book, The Lighter Side of Darkness, which features a number of stories about Alton Haunting Tours, about the Alton Haunting Tours. I knew I'd screw it up sooner or later, Doug. and has been involved with the media many times in connection to ghosts and hauntings. Luke's site is www.altonhauntings.com. We'd like to welcome both you guys to the show. It's so great to finally have the both of you guys here in Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, it's a long time coming. I know we've always tried and just can never get on the same page, and it's just great.
Yeah,
it's kind of a shame for me, though. We spent all day yesterday together, so we're getting kind of tired of each other.
Yeah. We're going to have a family fight coming up soon. You guys.
Well, I got to say, we've got to see you guys speak together before, and it was 190% fun.
And interesting.
Yeah, you guys have,
because talk about the experiences you guys have had. I mean, because you're going around quite literally on every tour, which is, every time there's a tour, you guys are at haunted places. You're visiting haunted places with people who are interested in hauntings and haunted places. And you're teaching about the history, and you're teaching about the ghosts, and you're teaching. And I'm telling you, you guys have really collected quite a repertoire of stories about not only the ghosts but also the people, and I think that that's fantastic. And I have to say, I picked up when we go to AGS conferences and things out
in Troy's conferences
out in Illinois, in Decatur, Illinois, we get to see you guys, and I've gotten books and had you guys sign it and things like that.
That's what makes this so hilarious, and I've told both
for years,
Len and Luke, this. We've known you guys, we've respected you guys,
at least several years,
and just one of those things. I think Luke, it was you and I talked, and I walked by the table and I'm like, look, I'm really sorry we haven't had a chance to really talk. It's just we get to these things and it's completely crazy and we're all running around
and we turn into fanboys trying to
you
sign our book
but it's just we. it's kind of like we pass and we're like, hey, how you doing? We know each other, but we just haven't chanced. And we've been trying to remedy this. The last couple of months, we've been bringing guests on that we're like, okay, look, we need to make this thing happen and talk to these people. So thank you guys again for joining us. And it's good to finally talk to you guys.
Oh, usually Len doesn't let me talk, so any chance I can get, you know, take advantage of it.
That's why I'm laying back. I'm giving him a shot here.
Yay. Yeah. You guys have now okay, obviously, you guys were operate these tours. You guys are the lead tour operators. You give the tours, the speeches, you're out there with people who want to know, all right, tell us about Haunted Alton, and you're taking these folks around and telling them all the stuff. Tell us about the tours. First of all, I want to know why, because, you know, you can tell us about how you got into it and things like that. I'm sure that other shows have done it. But why do you stay with it? That's what I want to know. What attracts you to keep in doing those tours every night?
Well, I'm sure Len would agree with this. To me, it's the people.
Yeah.
You know, when you have people who are actually, I hate to put it as paying money, but when they're paying money to hear you speak and tell your stories and, you know, and give them a positive experience, to me, that's just an incredible feeling. And I know when I start the tour, sometimes you can see those people in the crowd who you can tell, you know, they didn't necessarily want to be there. They were dragged along by their girlfriend or family, and, you know, they'd rather be at home watching a Cardinal game or something. And then once, you know, about midway through the tour, those are the people who are up front. You know, those are the people with the big eyes listening in to every word and stuff. And to me, that just makes it worth it. And after the tour's over, when, you know, people go out of their way to come up and shake your hand and let you know how good of a time they had, I mean, it's just a blast. And you know, we give the normal tour, but then after the tour is over, that's when you get the extra coverage. And Len and I will stay as long as the people want to keep listening. You know, we have the tour, which is, you know, 3 to 4 hours long, but we have a lot more material than that. So as long as people are interested and want to hear the stories, we'll keep talking.
Now, for me, it's strictly egotistical.
Len, I believe that.
With all the theater background that I have, I just figure every night it's a one-man show, and it's an opening night every night. So, but I tell you that has helped. Now, I know Luke in his advertising capacity where he works, and me with the theater background, I think it does help quite a bit in that we can read the crowd. You know, pay attention if you're losing them or if they're into it. You do have to play to the crowd. Not that we do anything crazy or goofy. We never promise anything will happen. But I think the people can read us also, because there are places we go to along the way that they can see us starting to get nervous. We won't guarantee something will happen, but we've had some really scary, incredible things happen on these tours.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a give and a take, and it is all breaks down to that energy. We're given, they're taken, and, you know, back and forth. So it's just fun, though. It's just fun to deal with different people every night.
That's like why I like doing radio, because I don't have to see anybody, and I just keep going no matter what.
That's true. You know, along the lines, too, with what Len was saying, you know, we have people come on the tours multiple times, some people, you know, every time, or once a year at least. And the other great thing about Alton and all the history and all the ghost stories is we can change the tour up. You know, we might hit a certain location one time you come, and the next time you come, we're going to do a different location. And not only that, but the stories are always evolving. You know, we're always adding to the stories. We're constantly having experiences, and as Len always puts, it's just the law of averages. We're going into these places so many times that, sure, you know, things are going to happen to us pretty frequently, and the stories are constantly changing. You know, at a point where I think if Troy came on a tour, he wouldn't even recognize it anymore.
Well, you know, that actually makes sense, because as you're giving these tours, you probably run into people who have been longtime residents of Alton or were residents when they were a kid and then moved away and then came back, and they can share their perspective of the same, you know, story or place.
Exactly.
And you can learn as you go like that, which is, it's got to add more and more and more dimensions to any story.
Mm-hmm.
What I think is nice is when people come up to us, like you said, lifelong residents or people that have come back to the area, and they go, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. You know, it's really cool. And it's not, and with us, and we learned this from Troy, that you know, using the historical research to try and explain the stories, who's there, what's going on there, why it's going on there. At least it, we try and give explanations that people can actually look up themselves.
Right.
There's none of this, oh, I see dead people, you know, kind of thing. We've seen some dead people, but we don't profess any kind of abilities. Again, the law of averages. But we try and give the people an explanation and why we think this is going on. And I think the people respect that, that we don't insult their intelligence. Well, there's a few we do, but...
I know, we were on
They ask for it.
When they leave and we're driving home, yeah, that's when we start.
Yeah, well, the few times we actually speak for crowds anymore, they're just exercises and abuse on the crowd. We just... That's what we go for.
True.
We just start hammering on people, and that's just what we do, but hey, deal with it.
But, yeah, so you had a background, though, Len, in theater, and did you perform, or did you do mostly backstage work, or is this like, was this always in your blood? You just finally found the thing that that let you let you be on stage every night?
Well, I've always had the need for the crowd's approval, but that's just a flaw in my character. But basically, you know, doing little things here and there throughout school, and my senior year of high school, I really got the bug, did a few productions, did some shows, some plays and things in college. Actually formed my own comedy group.
Wow.
In college. It was a two-person comedy group. We called it The Bold Humor of Ricky Fizz. I haven't a clue where that name came from. But we did that for a while, and then started a family, got married early, started a family early, and just kind of got back in it in bits and pieces. And then back in the late 90s, with the kids growing up and my wife tired of looking at me all the time,
get a job.
32 years and go this October.
Wow,
so,
awesome.
That's a testament to her strength, not mine.
Congratulations.
Very strong woman. Good.
Very strong woman. A bit easier on me. But it's just, I started back in the end of 97, got the bug, and in a little community, Lebanon, Illinois, close to where I live, started in a community theater there, and have just been hooked and been there since. On the board of directors, is actually part of the Haunted Lebanon tours that I started up now, and it's going to be featured in the book. But being on the stage, the theater part, being on the stage is the easy part. You know, it's running everything else.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're true community theater. You're doing everything from being the lead in a play to scrubbing toilets. It's true community theater, but it gives you an appreciation for the place. But then when you hear the stories, you meet the people over the years, gives you an appreciation for those people also.
Sounds like our show, Len. Sounds like Ghostly Talk. It's the same thing. We do everything from the bottom up here. I mean, that's just what we do.
And that's how it's got to be sometimes, you know, because we don't have a staff. And a community theater, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same.
You don't have a staff. You have to do it all. You guys, you know, you have Troy Taylor, of course, who obviously keeps the bus clean. And
nice.
You
very
have him
nice,
emptying
though.
Out the garbage from the bus and everything.
Ooh.
So, you know, you guys are really lucky there.
No, he's the founder and the owner and everything. We are the flunkies.
Oh, I had it reversed.
Yeah, no.
Man.
Am I right on that, Luke?
Oh, yeah. I do it awesome that when Len talks about his life, it always bores me, so I'm sorry.
I was just poking fun at Troy, because he's a fun character to...
He needs it.
Okay.
Well, if he listens to this and we're out of a job tomorrow, we will be calling
you. Oh, I forgot my phone number.
So it's fine.
But Len, then you went and you decided to try your hand with the either the typewriter or the computer screen, and you wrote So There I Was.
Well, that was just sheer happenstance. Is that a word? I guess so.
Yeah,
it is
tonight.
Anyway,
very well.
My wife is. Some of the good things are rubbing off on me. But when Troy was doing a book a couple years ago, he wanted to do a sequel to Confessions of a Ghost Hunter. And he was talking, we were talking one day, and he was mentioning how, boy, I've got a great half of a book, but I've kind of hit the wall on this. And I had been telling him all the things that had been happening to Luke and I on the tours. And all of a sudden, he got a gleam in his eye. He said, write it down. I said, I'm not a writer. I talk to people. Write it down as if you're talking to the people. And I did, and that's how I got to be a co-author with him, and So There I Was.
And I heard also, because when I bought So There I Was, I happened to also hear that Luke wrote one of the stories, so I had him sign that actually, like the page. But
that's the best chapter in the whole book, actually.
Exactly, exactly. And
stop crying when you did that.
It was so funny, Lukey. You know, and I think both of you did a phenomenal job. The stories in that book, just I was enthralled. I don't have. Oh no, we can't, because that's your next book, Phantoms in the Looking Glass. So I don't have that one yet. But when you write that, I'll have to be getting that one. But So There I Was, with, you know, both of you guys worked on it, you know, with the contribution from Luke and everything. It just, I was riveted. I read through it so quickly, and I read really slow. But for this book, I was like, wow. It was like I was there with you guys, you know, and you were explaining it to all this stuff to me. And Luke, your stuff was so fun.
So good. It was a fun experience, and it was fun to write. And I was glad I could contribute it, and I think that kind of lit the fire on me a little bit too. You know, I had so many other stories as well that I needed to write down too. So I think with the feedback that I got from that chapter, you know, it just kind of finally pushed me to finally write a book too.
That and me kicking him in the backside, talking about it. Do it.
That's right.
How do people, now, obviously you two are very friendly, very approachable. How, if someone wants to go on a tour with you guys in Alton, obviously very haunted Alton, Illinois, what do you call you up, you just go to,
how do you go about doing
the websites,
this,
yeah. Because we've got the links on ghostlytalk.com, but, you know, is it an easy sign-up process, and then they just meet you? I mean, how does the process work?
Oh, it's easy. If they go on the prairieghost.com or the other links to the website, they can go on, and that's for the American Ghost Society and everything there, and just click on the Illinois Hauntings section, and then you can scan down to whichever area you want to go to, Chicago, Waseca, Jacksonville, Lebanon, Alton, and click onto those, and that shows you the schedule, and Troy has everything printed out there, exactly what to do, and you pick a tour that you like, and it gives you the times, what's going on, and you can just click on and sign up online, or it gives you I think it's an 888 number to call, and you can sign up over the phone. I mean, it's just very, very simple, and then once you're on there, Troy gives you a reply, yeah, you're signed up, and tells you how to find the bookstore, and you just come meet us.
And then is it the tour bus, or is it a walking tour?
It is a walking tour.
Okay. Are there any hills? No, I'm just because I will not be walking up no hills. It's all
a major faux pas for Doug.
There is about a 3-block hill at the end that everybody hates us on. But the thing is, you walk up that hill, and then you're at the promised land and our best location on the entire tour. We go to the First Unitarian Church, and that is the, you know, the grand finale of our tour. So it's worth the walk. And I mean, even once you get up there and we get inside the church, you know, you can sit down and relax a little bit. So there is one very, very, very rough hill, but it's well worth the walk.
That's
true. I don't know what Luke does, but I stop halfway up the hill to tell a story. And I say it's for the people to catch their breath, but it's for me.
Oh, that makes you really fly. I like that.
Even Clint Eastwood said a man has to know his limitations.
I'm a physical trainer. I'm the one who's keep pushing. You know, feel the burn. Let's go.
Well, then I want to go on.
We're going to go on the Lens show.
We're going on the Lens tour.
Lens tour is the old and crusty cripple type tour.
I'm there.
I'm so for it. Yes.
You guys have seen us physically. You know what we're all about here.
They're on my tour.
Well, that's interesting. about our website, too, is when you sign up for a tour, you don't know which one of us you're going to get.
Uh-oh.
So you won't find out until you get there.
Oh. Sounds like we're going to get...
Well, people out there, you've been warned. Okay?
Yes. It's 50-50.
That's what we're here to do. We're here to inform
really,
the public.
What's really funny is, Luke doesn't look anything like Troy Taylor. I have glasses, and that's about it, but... It's funny, the people that walk in and they kind of look at the book jacket for Troy's books, and then they look at me behind the counter, and then they look at the jacket, and then look at me, and like, I don't think it's Troy Taylor, but I'm not sure. What was he? Was he? Did he get hit by a Twinkie truck, or what happened?
We're not him, but we can always sign his autograph, so we have to get that.
I like it when that happens. But it sounds easy to go there. And, of course, First Unitarian Church, you talked about that. That being the, you know, the crown jewel. That's also covered in the book, So There I Was.
Yes.
And is just fascinating. All these stuff just sounds so incredible. And there's also that casino there that has got to be haunted. I need to spend some time in that casino in Alton.
Yeah. You will be scared by that casino just by looking at it, because it looks like a paint factory threw up all over it. It's every color imaginable.
Casino?
It could be haunted, actually, because I know a lot of people go in there and their money disappears.
That's it. It's got that kind of haunting where,
throw that out there.
I lost my car
casinos.
Lost my whole wallet.
Casinos are notoriously haunted.
Yeah.
They went as far. I've actually heard of occurrences, guys, and tell me if you've heard this or not, where people have actually went to a casino and they come home and their house was gone too.
The deed was in someone else's name. It's just mysterious.
What's really funny about that casino is I've done some private tours for them.
Yeah.
And they usually hire a small bus or a trolley or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really frightening because we never know what's going to happen. But usually you get a crowd of maybe 30, 40 people, a small crowd, and half of the people are drunk and the other half are in their late hundreds. So it scares us.
I believe it.
Yeah, are we going to stop to eat? When are we going back? Are we going to gamble? Are we done? Where the hell are we? Who are you?
They're drooling on themselves. They're like,
well, we got
to be like, okay, you can put a quarter in this hat, and I'll tell you if you won or not. What do you say?
First tour that I actually did, I had, it was 40 people, and I think 15 of them showed up drunk. I had another 10 get drunk on the tour, and then I had another 5 that I don't even know what happened to them.
Wow.
So, it was a pretty rough tour. You know, you're trying to make sure everybody's having a good time, but, you know, sometimes it can be a little rough when there's alcohol involved, but we made it through, and, you know, we went back later to try to find the bodies, but those 5 people, I still don't know what happened to them.
I believe in seniority. With Luke being younger, when we do a double tour on a Saturday, a 7 and an 8 o'clock start,
mm-hmm.
Luke always gets the later tour because I have seniority. That way he has to fight the drunks.
Right. That is awesome. Well, and being a physical training, you know, you can probably handle that. So
that's right. We'll burn that alcohol off.
I'll tell you what. We have to go to break.
Let's take a quick break here, yeah.
And I want everybody to load up in their web browsers, www.illinoishauntings.com, and bookmark that. Also bookmark www.altonhauntings.com.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, all of that is linked off of Prairie Ghost.
Yeah, and it's also
already in everything.
It's on Ghostly Talk site, too.
And on Ghostly Talk. When we come back, the Fall Festival.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff to talk about.
You know, we're talking about the tours, the books. We've just got so much to talk to Len and Luke about. So I'm going to try
to... Yeah, Doug's on the board again.
I'm on the board. So there's going to be mistakes. I guess it's just going to be a rough ride. That's all.
I think... Just go for it.
Would you like to listen to Ghostly Talk live on your cell phone? Perhaps you have a comment for us or our guests. All you have to do is dial 605-475-8590. When asked for the conference code, dial 555-1081, followed by the pound sign.
It's coming, the 7th Annual Mid-South Paranormal Convention. for ticket prices, hotel accommodations, and any other info on the 7th Annual Mid-South Paranormal Convention, visit LouisvilleGHS.com.
Darker Side of the Moon, Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Visit our website at darkersideradio.com.
From horror movies to the paranormal, we cover it all.
It's a spooky, weird, and zany kind of show.
With your hosts,
Laura Moon
and Becky Ray.
Don't miss it.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
All right. That was nice.
I'm doing a smooth fade.
Smooth fade.
Yeah, smooth
Nothing
fade.
Cold, a nice warm intro back into it. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott Allen. And this is Ghostly.
And of course, this nice, is Ghostly Talk.
Nice clunking intro. There
oh,
you go.
Yeah, that worked out really well.
We're talking to Len and Luke, two friends of ours. I mean, even though we don't talk all that much, I think we all have a lot of the same ideas and the stuff that we do, and we always just naturally... I remember Len actually, what was it, the 2006 AGX conference. We had a really fun conversation on the stage of the Lincoln Theater. I don't know if you remember that or not, when there was the ghost hunt going on.
Probably 2007.
Actually, I'm sorry, I mixed my dates up. But we had a fun conversation. So we have talked in the past. You know, forget about what we said before. We've all talked a little bit here, but it's good to have you guys here. We were talking about the tours actually before we went to break.
Tours and books and it's all in Alton, Illinois.
Yeah.
But of course, it's throughout Illinois and up in Chicago. These tours are all over the place. Lennon looked to Alton, and the Lebanon tours, of course.
Well, there's this thing you mentioned, Fall Festival.
What is the Fall Festival? Yeah, because I think did I get a memo on that?
Well, that is something that Troy did when he was in Alton. It's an open house, open from the actual speakers. We have speakers free of cost between noon and 5 p.m. and the bookstore, of course, is open at 10 a.m., and what we do is Luke and I make an introduction, but then we try and we took this over. We didn't want it to die when Troy left, and we wanted to have interesting speakers talking on different topics that people could listen to and just sit back. It's just, again, a fun atmosphere, or we try and make it a fun atmosphere.
That sounds about right, and it's an all-day event. This is on October 4th,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a Saturday, October the 4th, and we'll have four different speakers, Adam White, Andrea Prendable, Amy Myers, and John Winterbauer, on a different range of topics, and Luke and I will have attendance prizes, free of charge, of course. You'll get a ticket when you come in. And we're going to sell hot dogs and soda and water and all that good stuff just to keep the masses happy.
It sounds like a lot of work for you guys, but a lot of fun for everybody, including you guys.
It's a lot of fun for us. And, you know, we, like Len said, we didn't want it to die. And, you know, it's something that was pretty painless for us just to put on and continue. And, you know, we always enjoy being in the spotlight, too, for, you know, whatever time we can have. And just being close. It is great for us. So. Even after the open house is over, though, then we're going to do a tour, which to us is kind of one of those tours that really kicks off the Halloween season. So we'll do a tour of Alton, and I'll be giving that tour. It's the extended Ghost Hunters tour, so it's an extra hour long.
Mm-hmm.
And then Len's going to have even another special event that night, which I'll let him tell you guys about. It's going to be really cool.
The TV watching ceremony, right? That's my favorite one.
Yeah, well, I got to do something legitimate since I quit drinking. So
I
don't see the ghosts like I used to. But anyway, what we're really excited about is the McPike Mansion, which is one of the landmarks in Alton, and we believe that place to be severely haunted. Well, it was shut down for several years because it structurally wasn't safe for people to go into.
Right.
The roof went bad and it damaged everything. And George and Sharon Lecky, who own the place, say, well, they're redoing it the way it was, you know, doing it right.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Now that they've got the roof done, the outer walls are structurally sound, well, they got all the regulations down pat, and we can actually go down into the cellars now of the house. And the cellars are one of the most haunted locations. And so when Luke, he will start giving the extended Ghost Hunters tour at 7 p.m. that night, Troy Taylor and I will be giving a tour of the McPike. And what we'll do is we'll get the history outside the location, and then Troy will take half the group downstairs. I'll take the other half and show them this cemetery that we found behind the location, and then we'll swap locations after that. And then when we're done with that, we're going to hook up with Luke, probably by the First Unitarian Church. and we'll hit everybody with all the big guns.
Oh, that is absolutely fantastic. And of course, being that would be the first weekend tour of October, which, of course, is the season. You know, that's when everybody, the veil between the worlds becomes thinner and thinner until October 31st. So that is like when everybody's mind turns to ghosts and ghost talk. You know,
Getting called by everybody wanting to do an interview.
Yeah, we suddenly start getting a lot
And I don't mean like on our show, people call
the
us
other way
because they think we know something. I don't know
but what I like about all this stuff, the fall festival in Alton on October 4th, the tours, the books, all this stuff is so uniquely Alton, Illinois. It's just so incredibly, it's like hometown, yet something so fascinating that you've got to go there.
Right. So we have people come on tours from all over the country, and that's really neat. And I know Len has actually had this happen before to us as well, but we would have people come on a tour who had been on tours all over the country, you know, ghost tours, and they just always come up to us and say that, you know, ours just was above all the other ones that they've ever been to. They were so much more interesting, so much more fun. We actually got to go into locations where there were some tours that these people have gone where you can't even go inside a location.
Right.
And to me, it really takes away the experience of going to haunted locations if you're just standing outside the door looking in. So we do go inside a couple locations here on our tour, and you can get a first-hand experience of these locations and what they have to offer.
I think what's also nice is these aren't stories that we grabbed off the Internet, and these aren't stories that we've heard fourth hand. These are stories that we've actually lived, and I think it means a lot more to the people when you're telling them the stories that, yeah, we were there, we did this, so this is what happened. Now, I just went the middle of May, my wife and I, well, we'll call her Kim, because that's her name.
I like that plan, then.
Yeah, Kim and I, we went on a 3-week road trip through the Deep South, and I went on about 6 or 7 different ghost tours.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of them did they go inside anywhere.
Wow.
It was amazing. And I mean, all over, and I actually took notes everywhere, so I'm planning on that being the third book. Big plug for that down the line. But but anyway, there was only one tour that I went on that I would recommend, and that was in the Roswell Ghost Tour in Roswell, Georgia. And Diana Avina run that.
And we've talked with Diana Avina.
Yeah, Diana's been on the show.
They are absolutely fantastic people. Kim and I, because I had them on MySpace, I contacted them, say, hey, we're going to be in your area. And we met up and had dinner, and it was a dark and stormy night. Oh, it was fantastic. And we just hopped in the van and went driving around to different places. Theirs is the only tour that I would recommend, hands down. The rest of them I was just so disappointed on. But Joe and Diana, they're American Ghost Society members. They're affiliated, I think, with TAPS and that. They do things correctly.
Yes.
And it shows. It shows on the tours. Like Luke was saying, the quality. You can see the quality of the effort that the tour people put into it. But us going into locations and having lived a lot of these stories, it does mean a lot to the patrons.
And, you know, I mean, Troy Taylor, you know, besides being obviously a prolific author and just an absolutely master conference giver, because he's had all this, he's been doing, you know, AGS has been around forever, and he's been doing these things for forever. But he also, I mean, his thing was researching these things, finding out the stories that people are talking about. You know, this is what people talk about at night around the campfire, or, you know, amongst themselves, or did you hear so-and-so saw this and that? And he finds these things out, and he puts them down, and he tells it in such an incredible way. And then that's, you know, how you know, the Alton thing had all gotten started. And I'm telling you, it just, since then, it's even gotten a life of its own, and you guys continue it on with, you know, continuing to learn more and talk to all these people and teach all these people and learn from some of them, and it's just really, really you know, cemented into Americana now. So the Alton tours, and I'm sure same with the Lebanon tours. What's the difference between those two, by the way?
Well, Lebanon, Lebanon is a little community in southern Illinois, close to Scott Air Force Base. But Lebanon is where the Looking Glass Playhouse is, the community theater that I'm a part of. So, I, like I said, I've been there since 1997. We did a thing every Halloween at the theater called Haunted Happenings, doing classic ghost stories throughout the town. Somebody in period costume would lead you with a lantern to different locations, but they were classic ghost stories, classic horror tales. And back in '03, June of '03, I had both my hands operated on. I couldn't work. So, you know, you get tired of walking in your own neighborhood for exercise. So I started walking around in Lebanon and talking to the shopkeepers. Well, I started collecting real ghost stories from them, and then started investigating. Luke has been in on several of the investigations. And I started needling Troy that I would match Lebanon against Alton square inch for square inch for ghosts. Finally, Troy couldn't take it any longer. He looked me in the eye. He said, okay, big mouth, put up or shut up. And that's how the Lebanon tours were started. And that's what the book, Phantoms in the Looking Glass, which goes to the publisher this coming Wednesday.
Oh, that is fantastic.
So if I really push a needle, Troy, I'm hoping it comes out by Halloween, but I'm really not holding my breath. I wanted to have it done sooner, but I tell you what, there was so much material that, and I wanted to do justice to the material. As you talked about Troy, how the extensive research that he does, that's a, you know, he always pays respect to the locations, and that's what I wanted to do because a lot of the people in Lebanon are my friends and become very good friends. So I wanted to do the stories justice. So if I don't make it by Halloween, I'll live. But I'd rather have a decent book out there rather than just something we threw together.
Right. And I'd say that's true with all the things. So you, even when you and you and Luke were talking up on stage that one time. I only got to see you guys the 1 year, like I think it was 2 years ago, or maybe it was three. I don't remember, but you were up on stage. You guys were telling, you know, about the tours and about the stories and things like that. And I was, you know, literally on the edge of my seat. You know, you always really go that extra mile and really, really have a passion for this, and that's clearly evident. I mean, Luke, didn't you know your story is about crawling through a crawl space or something in that book? That's a passion because normally, you know, I would look in a dark crawl space. I'd be like, oh,
yeah, you know, it didn't tell me about that part until we got there. So I was all dressed up for, you know, being on TV, and then he's wearing his usual, you know, hiking boots and jean shorts and a t-shirt, and I'm wearing, you know, a nice shirt and nice pants and stuff, and then I'm like, boy, you're dressed up, and he said, well, why would I be crawling underneath the church? I'm like, well, that probably could have been some information you would have told me a little sooner. No big deal to crawl under there and everything, just wasn't necessarily prepared for it.
But that's going, that really is going the extra mile. That's showing a passion for this stuff. And both of you exhibit that. And with a great sense of humor.
Well, you know, Luke still hasn't learned his lesson because every location we go to, we call Luke either meat or the bait because I just go, well, I don't think I can fit in there. Or, oh, my back hurts. You go. And, okay. I mean, I just point at the nastiest spots and there he goes.
Oh, look, it's a spooky corridor that's about 3 foot high. You've got to go in there.
That woman's scream is coming out of the attic. You go. Okay.
That's what we always say on our tours, too. I mean, you know, we go in these places where we wouldn't want to go by ourselves. And, you know, if we take off running, you sure as heck better be running with us because there's a reason for it. And, you know, we always tell people, like, I don't have to be fast. I just have to be faster than one of you.
True. Absolutely true.
You know why, Luke, we sent him in on his own? A couple of years ago, we were doing an investigation in a small little community of New Athens, and we were in this really, really cool house, and, I mean, just absolutely incredible, the sconces that would light by themselves on the walls, and the man, the figure of the man walking up the stairs, scaring the little boy because the man had no face, and the old woman who's seen at the foot of the bed, all this stuff. Luke and I are down in this early 1800s, the foundation. We're down in the cellar of this building, and we're in the dark, and we're just trying to get some readings. And all of a sudden, out of the darkness, I went down there with Luke for the first time, and all of a sudden, Luke, where are you at? And I go, I'm over here. He goes, is that your hand on my shoulder? I said, no. And then, you know, it's, oh, fill in the blank kind of thing. So that's
the ghost hunter's prayer.
That's the ghost hunter's prayer,
Yeah, in hindsight, you know, I shouldn't even ask, because if Len would have had his hand on me, it probably would have been the backside or something.
Well, that's true, Len, you know.
Clearly the shoulder, so.
We are more afraid of the living than the dead.
as far as having fun doing this, I mean, in this field, if you don't have fun doing this, you're not going to last. You got to have fun with it because, you know, I mean, when you're recording footage and everything, and you're staring at this footage, you're staring at a wall for 3 hours. You know, I mean, it's tedious work. It's a lot of times it's boring. And we found that when we do investigations, you know, you start getting a little slap happy as the night carries on. And we found that whenever we start getting, you know, a little slap happy and we start laughing and joking around, that activity tends to pick up. When we do that.
Why do you think that is, Luke?
Well, Len and I really feel, you know, that human emotion is a very powerful energy source. And, you know, laughter is very powerful.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a lot of energy, it's a lot of human emotion. And we just feel that, you know, the spirits kind of pick up on our energy and our activity and it makes them manifest a little bit more. We don't know if they just want to be part of the fun. You know, or maybe they're trying to sleep and we're just irritating the heck out of them. We don't know. Either way, we found that when we do have these times of laughter and everything, that the activity does. I mean, we've had video where, you know, we just are busting up laughing and then all of a sudden there's, you know, things happening around us, you know, on camera and stuff. And or we, you know, we get the cold chills and stuff. And, you know, I don't know. It's when you get Len and I and a couple of our other team members, you know, around 1 a.m. in the morning and exhausted, you're going to hear some pretty entertaining stuff. You know, not always appropriate for radio, but it's there, you know, whenever we do it. And it's just a blast.
See, and for us, we sort of, because we travel so much, it seems to happen a lot of levity for some reason appears to happen on the road trips to places. It's very, very important. But Luke, you wrote the lighter side of darkness, and I can't think of anybody better for such a book, because it just everything, your personality, just everything just shines, and you know, the humor, the interest, everything just shines through. So I can't think of anything better than The Lighter Side of Darkness. Did you decide on the title, or did it happen to you?
No, that was my decision. I just thought, you know, I wanted to make the book, you know, fun. It was one of those books where I always tell people, it's like, I want you to learn something, and then I want you to laugh, and then I'm going to scare the piss out of you. So it's those three things. And that's the thing on our tours, too. We have the same outlook whenever we do the tour. But when I started thinking about the book, you know, I wanted to write something that would be entertaining. And you know, not everybody likes to read. And I wanted to make this book more for, like, those people. You know, the people who don't really like to read. It's a quick read. It's a fun read. A lot of people that did read it told me, like, you know, I usually don't read books, but I couldn't put it down, that sort of thing. And like Len said, I mean, you write how you talk sometimes, and we're not authors, but we're storytellers. And that's how the book's written. It's me sitting in front of you telling you stories. And it's more personal that way.
And you guys are, both of you are naturals at that, because you had me on the edge of your seat, or the edge of my seat, when you were presenting at the one of the AGS events. And then, of course, I bought and had you guys sign and read, so there I was. I still have to pick up The Lighter Side of Darkness. When's my next opportunity to do that? Is that going to be at the Alton Fall Festival?
I would love for you to come out to the Alton Fall Festival. So if that's so, it has to be, then that's what it has to be.
Well, I mean, anybody's, like, big opportunity. Obviously, you can go to the websites and things like that. But to actually see you guys and that kind of thing, either go out to the one of the Alton tours, the Lebanon tours, or the Alton Fall Festival, of course, is coming up, and then AGS is having Spookapalooza this year.
Yeah.
So all this stuff is going to be available at any of those at any of those opportunities.
You guys are going to be there too, I assume, right, at Spookapalooza?
Is that the Halloween night?
Yeah, the creepy Halloween night one.
Unfortunately, I will not be.
Uh-oh.
Let's try this again.
I have a 4-year-old little girl who, you know, just adores Halloween, so that's where my plans lie.
Well, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
No, that's where it's all at. But no, we're looking forward to that, though. And anything else? I mean, we got a couple minutes here for you.
We have, like, 3 minutes. So
they throw us up.
Well, actually, I tell you what, on September 6th, it's a Saturday night, Len and I are going to be speaking at an old library in Evansville, Illinois. And they're going to do, like, a chili kickoff and stuff like that. And I apologize, I wasn't really prepared to talk about it, so I don't have a phone number. But just look up Evansville, Illinois, and I'm sure you can find information for City Hall, and that's where you would sign up for this. And we're going to get there. We're going to speak for an hour or so, and then we're going to take a hayride out to a couple old cemeteries. And Len and I will tell some, you know, ghost stories on the hayride, and we'll make our way out to the cemetery and just kind of wander around and see what can happen.
You guys see
my hand like the last hayride. I'm not
gonna...
Now, one thing, that's September 6th. I am on the docket for that, but that's if I am sufficiently healed. I'm going to have some sinus surgery this coming Thursday. I'm supposed to be okay by then, but it's supposed to restore my voice and my breathing and all that good stuff. So the things I do for these people is incredible.
All you need is a stronger voice.
You guys always have so much fun doing that.
To tell where I'm, you know you're on the old and crusty tour with me because it was about a year ago. And we always say we won't leave until you guys have heard enough stories, you know, at the end, or we'll talk about ghosts all night. It was about a year or so ago. It's 1:30 in the morning. I'm still at the bookstore in Alton with these two young ladies that were sisters and nurses on top of it. This is like something you'd see on Showtime at 3 in the morning. And I'm thinking, oh, my, all I can think about is I got to get home. I'm tired. You know, it's just... This is the total Showtime episode, all set up for me, and I'm thinking, I gotta go home, I'm tired.
You're like, wow.
Yeah,
you know,
where did I put my donuts?
You guys have so much fun, and you guys are doing so much work. I have to, let me throw it out one more time. The books. So There I Was, of course, co-written with Troy Taylor, by Len Adams and Troy Taylor, and of course Luke had a chapter in there. Luke wrote The Lighter Side of Darkness, and coming up is Phantoms in the Looking Glass,
yes,
from Len Adams. This is, we'll keep our fingers crossed for by Halloween, but if it doesn't happen, it was meant to be. That's how I look at things.
I'm pushing as hard as I can on that one. Hey, I want to straighten out one thing.
Yes.
Luke is now the chief of operations. I am the vice president, period. Luke has moved up to chief of operations.
Oh, congratulations, Luke.
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. It means that I couldn't fit it all on the business card.
Oh, okay.
We absolutely adore you guys. You guys, hang on. You totally choked up Scott out.
It's all over. I told you guys this is going to happen sometime tonight, man. All right. You are engineer. You are... God. Forget
the websites. The websites are www.illinoishauntings.com and www.altonhauntings.com. You guys...
Yeah, actually, our MySpace page, too. Our group MySpace page is myspace.com/primeinvestigations. And then I have a personal one that's myspace.com/PolishGhostHunter.
Oh!
Polish Ghost Hunter.
So, you know, let's check those out and get information. And, you know, you can get information about our books and all that good stuff.
And I think people should. You guys, thank you for being on the show. Don't hang up yet, though. Don't hang up yet.
Yeah, stay on the line.
Stay on the line. So Illinois Hauntings, Alton Hauntings are those two MySpace. Of course, the Fall Festival in Alton coming up October 4th. You guys, Alton, Illinois has got it all, especially starting with Len and Luke, who are going to be there. We have to thank, of course, Christy Hinkle for coming on the show, Tamara Thorne for coming on the show, and, of course, the winner of the...
Brad from Beast Radio.
From Beast Radio.
Contacted us. We'll be calling you in a few minutes. Brad?
Who's going to be going down with us to Kentucky?
He's going to be meeting. We're all going to be hanging out down there. And Brad is the winner of the free tickets for the Mid-South Paranormal Conventions. Congrats!
And whatever that is. I think this show is over.
No, I'm melted down, dude.
And so thank you, everybody, for listening. This has been Ghostly Talk. I've been Doug.
And I think I've been Scott Allen.
And we'll see you all. Next week I'll be
We're both in town
next week. So we'll see you next week.
Ghostly Talk!
You have been listening to Ghostly Talk Paranormal Talk Radio. The Ghostly Talk audio program is distributed for free under the Open Content License. Please share with all your friends and support independent media.